Can you put it in the freezer?
End the day, the tow away, Sunday night. Sure, why is what?
You want to make sure that it doesn't go bad. So can you put it in the freezer on Friday night? You can use it for next Shabbos. There's a few issues over here. One is a shadow of hachana, preparing. That's how we started last week with the issa. Chazal made an issa of hachana, we said. Chazal made an issa of preparing from one Shabbos for a weekday, or who I didn't actually, preparing for Shabbos to Shabbos. It's also called hachana. It doesn't help. Someone's got a nice set of crockery which he uses only on Shabbos. You can't wash up on one Shabbos for another Shabbos. That's an interesting halacha, this actually. But hachana works for the weekday and for the next Shabbos. So you can't do anything. So the shayla is now, can you put your chicken soup in the freezer, or your kegel, or your chicken, whatever it is, you want to put it into the freezer to keep it for next week. Two things before we go into the actual halacha. First of all, hachana is, there's no malacha. You're not doing malacha here. We're not talking about doing a malacha. Someone wants to carry something on Shabbos, for example, for Sunday, that's much more of an issue. That's much worse. Besides the issue of hachana, you're doing a malacha. We're talking about, you're not doing a malacha. You're just putting something in the freezer. You're preparing something. You want to make a bed on Shabbos for Sunday morning. There's no malacha involved. It's just a tircha yaseh, which Chazal don't allow. So Chazal don't allow this for Shabbos for a weekday. Interestingly enough, the poskim say that bein hashmoshes is no problem, actually. That means, for example, a person's got shalashuz, he starts his shalashuz bein hashmoshes time. Let's say now, what time bein hashmoshes? Let's say quarter past nine. And he starts his shalashuz quarter past nine, he knows he's going to go on for quite a while. All during shalashuz is no problem. It's all called as man, even though you're doing bein hashmoshes, you might be preparing for one day to the next, that's not a problem in hachana. This issur hachana is only when you're doing it clearly for one day for the next. During bein hashmoshes period is no problem. Then we spoke about, as well, very interesting halacha, that something which is normal to do is no problem. So the apostle can say quite clearly that, for example, just look at a false tshuva, a beautiful tshuva he's got actually, he wanted to know about, someone asked him, can you put dishes in the dishwasher on Shabbos? Now no one's going to put a dishwasher on Shabbos, even though someone told me he wants to ask the Rob, and the Rob told him he can set a dishwasher on a time switch for 4 o'clock in the morning, when everyone's sleeping. A bit of a chiddush to be that actually, but what's the problem with a dishwasher working on Shabbos? There is a shmaz code making a noise. So this roar was going, if no one hears it, it's a chiddush, that's allowed. And I said, many poskim hold that's not so simple. That. And I said, once it's issa, even you do it when there's no one around, that's also a problem. But that was a shaz. So the question is now, can you put your dishes in the dishwasher? And the other question was, can you put your dirty washing? Someone dirtied his clothes on Shabbos, the wine spilt on his jacket. Is he allowed to, what do you call it, is he allowed to put the clothes in the washing machine? Yeah? Very interesting shayla. He's a very interesting children of Rafat there. So Rafat says the dishwasher is no problem at all. To put it into the dishwasher is no problem. It's a normal thing. People do that during the week even. People eat it during the week.
Not in the sea.
What?
It's not in the sea. You can't put it in the sea.
Grada, you probably can. Why, if you remember, because we spoke about this also very interesting. When you put your things, have you got a dishwasher home?
Yes.
But you never load it up. I shouldn't answer that question. Anyway, those who load up a dishwasher, well, generally speaking, the plates, you have to put in one plate at a time.
Right.
So it's normal that you're going to take one plate at a time and put it in. So you can organize yourself when you put plates at a time. Let's say you've got a whole pile of plates. So you take the first plate off, it's a meat plate, for example, a main course plate. You put that in one section of the dishwasher. The next plate is a fish plate, a small plate, put that somewhere else. You can organise it because you're doing nothing wrong. That's a normal way of doing something. The cutlery we had a bit of an issue about, if you remember. Remember, because we had a whole thing with the cutlery. I thought, my dishwasher, my wife's show is stuck and not right, actually. It's a normal thing. Generally speaking, many people in a dishwasher take a whole load of cutlery and just stuck it into the rack. You can do that. Some dishwashers have, you've got that facility. Others also stack it one by one. If you're stacking it one by one, then it's the same as a dishes stacker. If you're not, if you're doing it in lump sum, then you can't choose. You can't put all the forks in one place and all the knives in one place. You can't do that either. You have to do that. So it depends how your dishwasher is organized. So in the dishwasher, there's no problem. It's like interesting. In the dishwasher, there's no problem how to put it in. Because your plates normally are one by one. When it comes to a washing machine, very interesting time there, he ties a washing machine, which is true. Most people don't put dirty clothes in a washing machine. So a washing machine is a case of lesser. No, but you don't store it in there. You only put clothes in a washing machine when you do the wash. You don't store, quite right, you don't store the clothes in a washing machine. So if you now dirty your trousers, you spilt wine in your trousers, you take your trousers off, put another suit on, and you want to put those trousers in a washing machine, that door of the washing machine is a case of lisa.
The difference is, though, if he's
through the week, so you can put your stuff somewhere else. It's on Shabbos, it's in your kitchen. You want to use it in the kitchen, you've got to keep it. So you just stop it there, and after Shabbos you sort it out.
Hold on, one second. It's an interesting horror he's got. He says, if someone's got a dirty trousers on Shabbos, for example, so now he wants to open the washing machine door. That washing machine door in the Kehem Sachlisa, which is Muksa, you can move it so good, only if you've got nowhere else to put it. If you've got an option somewhere else to put it, you've got a washing basket upstairs, you've got somewhere else where you can put it, then the Chori can't use the washing machine. He's quite right, sir, though. If Hakele is nowhere in your big mansion to put your dirty trousers, which I find hard to believe, then you've got a heter. In Israel, it's a straw like maybe. I'm talking about someone who lives here in England. I find it hard to believe. I find it hard to believe in England a person hasn't got room anywhere to put his pair of trousers. So in England, that's more problematic to what you've got to put it in there. Then we spoke about a very interesting, that was the main shy we came to, with about a fridge and a freezer. Let's talk about first of all, putting stuff back into your fridge. So I'm actually finished eating on Friday night, so I'm sure whatever it is, that possibly says no problem. A fridge is a normal place for something. Someone takes, I don't know what's he got in the fridge, tomatoes. So the normal place to put tomatoes in a fridge, if that's what most people do. So that's not a problem. What about a freezer? So there's two shyness here. Shy number one is hachana. Let's talk about hachana first of all. Is there an issue of hachana to put your stuff in a freezer? So that far can many possible time that it's something which is to be matzal from a hefset, means if you're going to ruin it by not putting it in there, there's no issue of hachana. So in something issue of hachana, there's no problem. But quite right, there is a major issue over here, which I didn't realize. I still can't get my head around why it's such a problem, but many poskim say that the problem that is involved over here, so when you put kegel or chicken, there's no problem. You're not changing from a solid to anything else. The solid goes in and it freezes up as a solid. If someone takes chicken soup, though, and he puts it into his freezer, it's still chicken soup. It's from a liquid to a solid. You've frozen it. That you mustn't do on Shabbos. A person can't make ice cubes on Shabbos. A person mustn't make ice cubes on Shabbos. Because that's the issue of moilage. You're changing from a liquid to a solid. So here the postman are very busy with their shayla that here, l'chora, you put your chicken soup in the fridge, in the freezer, you change it from a liquid to a solid. Agreed?
Ice cream
is an oichel, whatever it is. No, when it melts
it
back.
It goes into a liquid. You left out the freezer too long.
If it's mummish melted, even that love postman time, it's made from food. It's sugar, it's eggs, it's all food items. So many people tell that's okay. But I'm talking about an ice cube, tomorrow. Let's say I left the ice cubes out, they've melted into liquid.
Ice pops,
yeah, and it's melted into a liquid. To put that back in again, it's a problem. That's an issue of moilid. So here the postulum are busy with, is there an issue of moilid over here? Now I must say, I never understood this as a question, because the Ramah says, let's just go through moilid 1 minute, there's an issue of moilid on Shabbos. Are you allowed to take an ice cube and leave it in the sun? And let it dissolve by itself. What did everybody say? Can someone take an ice cube and put it in the sunlight?
Yes.
What?
No, it's egg in the sun.
Oh, one minute, yeah. What?
It's like putting an egg in the sun, you can cook. It's not dirt to do it, it's not dirt to cook. So you could put an egg into the sun, have it.
Yeah.
Because that's not the way you cook. It's not on the gas. So the same thing, I imagine, when you put an ice
pot
in the sun. You should put it in the sun.
Right, imagine, I've got a good point. The question was asking, an egg is allowed to be cooked in the sun, yeah? There's no issa there. I don't know, I'll see the possum answer why there's no moilid. But the mice is, unfortunately, I'm not going to hear him shake and see what's saying. He's right. You can pour ice cubes into a drink to dissolve itself, but the machaba in Shin Chav, sieve test, Hashem Abol, Aim Raskin, I was saying, you mustn't crush it up. I will nurse the Togo Shal Yayim, you're not to put it into a cup of wine, and it dissolves by itself. Bechein, says the Machaber, in Hinichon Bechama, a Kenegan Mandura is Motorim. Leaving it like the sun, in front of the sun to melt as much as you didn't add a little bit, the Ramah disagrees. And the Ramah taka holds that if it dissolves by itself, it's Osa. That means even though you're doing Alidei Groma, it's not allowed to be done. Says the Ramah in Shin Yud Chesdo, that Eis Hatsoyrach, when it's a necessity, then we rely on the Machaber Shittim, it's indirect, you're allowed to do it. So I always thought chicken soup is a necessity. The marsh is it's going to go off if you don't. It might keep so fresh. And therefore, I would have thought it's a necessity to put it in the freezer. None of the possums seem to mention this. First of all, you're right in the freeze, but I'm not sure if it's correct, if it's true. First of all, to freeze something straight away is very much better. Let's say you've got no room in your fridge.
I have the Shabbos.
What?
The Shabbos, as you know. My fridge broke down.
And then the new
after Friday night, I know it's possible.
Oh, so he's got
water.
He's
got
a bottle. I'm going to say it's wrong. I said you should have cut the shit. What? I'm saying the chayre is a problem. I can't stand why it should be mutter. I can't stand why it should be a problem. Because the chayre, the eighth chatzer, right? Last of his case, is managed to say the he's got nowhere to put it.
You said the
chatzer is for a chonah. There's two Isurim over here. There's one Isur Mitzal HaChonah, and there's one Isur Mitzal Moilit. Mitzal HaChonah, saving something is not HaChonah.
Right.
So that's clear for that point over here now. But now there's another issue, and that is your change of the soil. That means if you've got a piece of kegel or chicken, that's posher, that's mutter in the freezer. There's no shayla. The shayla we're talking about is chicken soup. Now, I must say, Rav Falk in his tshuva, he tacky doesn't allow liquids to be put in the freezer. I don't understand why he doesn't allow. What? Then, so Rav Falk in his sefer in Max Eliyahu. What? They tried very hard to get hold of me. We are very hard to get hold of. So Lemaisa, he tells in his tshuva, Max Eliyahu, that it's a problem. It's a problem to put liquids back into what you call it because of the shayla. Why it's not called Eisat Tzorich? I don't know. Someone says to me, maybe it's not Eisat Tzorich because it's not for Shabbos. But it's Shloim in a Shulchan Aruch case. You're melting the ice, for example, to use on Shabbos. But that's a chiddush. I must say I don't know what. And Lemaisa, none of the poskim mention this Eitzah. The only thing is, in the Aruch Shabbos, he brings over here, Hetzer, interesting, he's not happy with the whole thing, actually, with the freezer. At the end, he says with the freezer, let me see if I can find it, Kufayin Ches, he wants to use a few svoras to make all. He's not happy, he doesn't like the whole thing, but at the end, he wants to say, please. In the Panim, he speaks about putting it in the fridge, he says no problem. At the end, he says, the Indian the Sinus Lamachon Shishtam Asur Makvi Raw Ha'ora. Look at the bottom. And Ha'ora over here, he's not very happy putting things in the freezer. Generally, anything. He doesn't like it. At the end, he says over here, of open She'elo Mokum B'mikra, in a case where someone's got no room in his fridge, which has happened to someone, he's got no room in his fridge, wrap the Makvi, except for in his freezer, near a pot of the Mutalang Nicho Makvi, you're allowed to put it in the freezer. The Intim Saloma, if you want to say, Shalasina Makfi Mutteras near the Mutalith in Gamorok. He says, not only is it allowed to put solids in a freezer, I want to suggest that even liquids are allowed to be put in a freezer, he says. I'm going to change into ice. He said, it's a chiddush. He says over there, because there's one shitter which holds, ancient halacha is actually, that the is not making the ice, the is to use the ice. Maybe a chiddush actually has. The is not making the ice cubes on Shabbos, the is to use the ice cubes on frozen. What? No, so I don't, generally speaking, we don't let you do it. It's not normal, you can't make it normally. In this case over here, where someone's stuck, he wants to be soymach on this opinion, that to make an ice cube, to make something frozen, is okay. So if you're asking halachal and meiser what to do, there's a mokum to be makel. There's a mokum over here to be makel, that a person's got nowhere else to put it, it's going to get ruined, there's a mokum to be makel to be able to put it in this freezer.
Okay.
In fact, is that better? Is that better or worse?
Better, as opposed to putting in liquid and you want it
solid.
And
yeah, it's also solid. I mean, it's an ice cube. You make an ice cube, you want it to be a solid. Here, you don't want this soup as a solid. You're not going to use it as a solid. You want it to be a liquid eventually. Someone times this solid, maybe that's better. Who says it's sort of moiled? It's not like a duck is taking a swirl. You're making it into a solid, but you want to change it back to a liquid. The mice.
Yeah,
the mice have changed.
So remember, what you
want to
do, you have changed a liquid into a solid.
Yeah. The mice have changed it, yeah. Okay, everybody, so that was that shear on, what do you call it? Now, we want to say another interesting shear over here. And that is the posh aloch also in Shin Chav Gimel Sid Vov. That is the person that has to wash dishes on Shabbos. Shin Chav Gimel Sid Vov. Madich and Kedim and Tzeh Chayyah. The person that has to wash Kedim, what he needs for Shabbos. He's got a meal still to eat. That means the person's Friday night, he wants to wash up his cutlery set, all his dishes, because he knows he might use them on Shabbos. He hopes to use them for Shabbos morning, Shabbos. But, says the Shulchan Aruch, When a person's had his third meal, he's finished eating everything, there's nothing else left really. Somehow you still get a meal after Shulah Shulah Shulah. I'm saying, generally speaking, you don't eat after Shulah Shulah Shulah. You don't wash up because you don't need them anymore for a meal. But Machaba says, drink glasses even after Shulah Shulah. You can wash up because you very often have a personal drink. That is the halacha. Now, question number one is we have to ask ourselves, Lamoshal, on Friday night, and you've got Kanai Nahara, a lot of people eating with you. Kanai Nahara, all the cutlery's being, everything's being used. On Shabbos, the small people, a small affair. Are you allowed to wash up all the plates and all the cutlery?
Have you not got?
Well, let's talk about you haven't got for time. Good question. Let's say you've not got.
Oh, you've not?
You've not got. Okay, my question is, on Friday night, you had 20 people by you in your house.
No.
So the whole crockery says is all been used up. On Shabbos morning, there's only two of you eating. Are you allowed to wash up all 20 settings, or are you only allowed to wash up all two? There's no one coming to your house. You're not, you haven't got any food for them. It's no good if someone comes, you've got no food. Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, you haven't got food for them anyway, right?
So on that, I'm not sure allowed to wash up all of them. The hetter is, because each plate you wash up is roy to use. It's an interesting halakha in Hilchas Al Chana.
You finish washing up two or three plates. You have got plates for
you have, but I might want to use another one. I might use another plate. I might use the other one.
Why the other one?
Don't you mind before you wash it? Which one you want
to
use?
You haven't decided. You're not going to decide. It's interesting. He's saying, no, he's saying a valid point. I must say, it's a very valid point he's saying. No, let's see if I can find it for you over here. I feel the ethicos of the Mishabura. You need to wash up 10 cups. The aim, sorry, chele echot, rashai. The hoil the roy like call echad kuchukulam. Chazal made a special leniency since we need one hutchukulam. So you can wash up all settings of your, what do you call it? Again, if you're invited at the Shabbos lunch, and Shabbos shulas, you don't need anything, that's no sense, obviously you can't.
No, I'll use one next day.
I'll wash everything.
I'll have a few.
Yeah, if you use, I'm coming to you. I'm going to have a few now. Yeah, I hear. Shy number two, Rabbi Isai, is what Rabbi Brumi said over here. A good point. What about, Rabbi Isai, if you've got 20 dishes you used on Friday night? It's quite a mess there, but so nice you don't mind. In your cupboard, you've got another 10 sets of crockery and dishes.
We do shampoo.
Are you allowed to wash up the dishes?
He's got a Shabbos set.
He's got a Shabbos set exactly the same as what he's got in front. He's got 20 settings. He's got 20 settings. Hold on, please, I've got a sore throat here. And yeah, that's
me. Never mind.
You've got 20 settings of plates you use on Friday night. In your cupboard, you've got another 50. Are you allowed to wash up these 20, knowing that in your cupboard you've got another 30 sets free?
Yes. Let's see it.
I tell you, the beauty of this religion, you can't go wrong. You've always got two opinions, dog. You know, that's the beauty. Now, it's very interesting, actually, over here. Most poskim take on, but you're allowed to do it. It's similar to this heifer of Roy, because each one is Roy. It's a chiddush. Yeah, it's a more of a chiddush. The first of Shabbos. It's very similar to the first Shabbos. It means even Chazal didn't make an issue of tircha when you are going to use what you're washing up. They didn't say to make cheshbon to see if you've got anything else. As long as you're using something, it's a possibility of using something. Chazal said, that's okay. We better stop there. The Shaila is, the choice of Shabbos, though, is Machmeh. He is Machmeh in this case, like you're saying. He's a Shul Machmeh. But this is, generally speaking, a very interesting question. If a person's got enough plates in the cupboards, it could be, according to most possibly Medina, he's not going to take out the other ones. Okay, we have to carry on with this tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry.